You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, welcome to the studio,
Mila Falls. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Welcome back onto the Sunday Lunch Show.
Thanks for having me.
And it's been, it's nearly a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out when I last was in. Yeah, about a year.
Well, before we start rabbiting on, I suppose, for people who haven't heard you or haven't heard the first interview, you're a singer-songwriter from London.
From Norwich originally, We're going way east from here, and I live in London now, yeah.
You're dance, really, isn't it? That's your genre is...
Poppy dance.
Pop dance.
Yeah.
And that's not your real name, that's your stage name, taken from a waterfall in Cairns.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly.
Miller Falls. I chopped a Miller off and kept the names, and now I'm Miller Falls, yeah.
Which is really cool, isn't it? Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, just quickly to recap. What made you get into the record industry and the music industry?
Well, I started as a songwriter, but kind of hiding. I was a sound tech person. I was the sound man in a venue when I was in Brighton. I lived in Brighton doing studying music, and I started doing all the tech stuff. But I was kind of like, oh my God, I'm scared of going on stage. And then I took the leap and started doing loads of shows. And since I was last here, I've done like... played to like 10,000 people shows all summer, so it's been going really well.
You have been really busy, haven't you?
Yeah, every day.
which is great, and you've got quite a bit coming up. You've been really busy on Facebook, obviously. I've seen you've been doing some massive gigs.
It's fun,
fantastic.
Yeah.
You've had airplay with Annie Mac, the first release on Defective Records, which we just played with producer. I'm saying that right, S Chu. Yes, that track was Oh My God. Now you wrote that. Is that correct? Is that right?
I did.
Tell us a little bit about that track.
I met S2 through a rapper called Skillet, actually, really cool guy, Skillet, and I was in the studio with him, right, working on Skillet's album, and we worked on another song while we were there in like 10 minutes, and then we kind of came up with that, and we were like, oh, that's pretty cool, actually. So we did another session, finished it off, and S2, if you remember the UK garage days, his brother is Wookie, they got in that circle, and then that's how we got that one signed to Defected. So that was my first sort of feature.
It's a great label as well, Defected.
Yeah, I love it. So
if you look for that online, you can find that on YouTube as well, can't you, that track?
Yeah.
There's three or four variations, some of them are up to 7 minute dance remix versions of that track, so
yeah.
You can get that track or you can get similar versions
like
all being redone, which is great.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about, you've got new sponsors, Trésor Paris.
Yeah, so I'm getting some nice presents, basically. So Trésor Paris gave me some necklaces, We Hustle clothes, and I'm wearing lovely Food London today. They're lovely. They're amazing. Like, this just for me, like bright, every colour you can think of.
You've got some massive fashion at the moment. every time I see you, you've got your trademark like bandana. What do you call it? So it's the girls'
headscarf.
Version. Headscarf. That's it.
That sounds quite funny. Like Tupac bandana.
That's the kind of thing I'm wearing again. Oh, bandana. I can't wear a headscarf, could I? I suppose I could have a go. You've got the wigs, you've got the hair down. Is this like a new image for you?
I just love. I just shot my first like solo release. Basically, I've got two songs coming out. It's a bit confusing. A feature that we're going to play in a minute, and then my first one that's my own track without anyone else, so going alone. And I just shot a video for that, and I was dressed up as six different characters. So I had a big afro, I had like a big plait coming up with the stick, so the plait's like up in the air, like,
yeah.
Still. Yeah, so we went crazy with the looks.
That's good. How are you getting on with the album? Because I've tried to find out a little bit more about the album. You're going to try and release it
in the summer, yeah. It's all been pushed back because we're releasing... So I went a bit dance for a bit.
You did, yes.
So, yeah, all these house tracks. I've been writing on house tracks. And we've gone down that angle for a bit. And I've basically written three new songs that have changed up the album a bit. So it's a bit confusing. But we're nearly finished, but we might have a few new tracks.
And the album, one written down here, it features co-writes with some of the world's Grammy Award-winning heavyweights. You can see I'm reading this off your website.
Yeah, you're reading it.
With credits such as Britney Spears and Outkast, which is, I remember them, fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's all going to be into the new album, I take
it. Yeah, I've just been really lucky. My management 2020 artist have put me with producers and people that have worked with some proper stars. So it's really exciting. 10.
Well, tell us about a little bit about the. I love the videos. I love the videos because you've got Starlight. We played earlier on Party in the Stars on the first hour.
Yeah.
You've got Starlight. You've got the one with. Is that the one with the rocket going off?
That's Party in the Stars.
That's
yeah.
a great video.
Who
produces those?
So Nice One Film and director Tobias Marshall made that. Yeah. So basically, I like, got a few friends that work in film, and we just team up, and that was my idea, and we just made it come to life. We built a spaceship, basically.
I don't know if you remember, long time ago, there was a video for a track called Star Trekking Across the Universe. Do you remember?
I'm going to have to check it out.
You've got to go on YouTube and find it, because it's a similar kind of thing. It's about Star Trek style.
Yeah.
Trekking across the universe. That's what it goes like. Don't give up the day
Sounds
job.
Good.
And they got a kind of funny video that went with it, when videos were, before they got them. I mean, yours is really exciting. Some of them are really boring now, aren't they?
But it was basically based on Button Moon, if anyone remembers that from
Button Moon.
Button Moon.
We're off to Button Moon.
Yeah, that's right. So we basically made that, but with a video.
Someone cool, I should remember that. Yes.
Oh, can you sing the whole song?
Oh, no.
We're off to Button Moon. I can't remember anymore.
At least it's not made of cheese. That was the other one.
That was a bit weird.
Wallace and Gromit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't do a video like that.
So have you got more videos planned for this year?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to film a video for Voices, the track we're going to play, and we've just filmed Starlight. And then I'm just going to make more and more and more, because I love them.
Yeah, let me have a look at that. Because I've just put this on my phone. It's...
So we didn't have any technical issues.
No, I just downloaded that. Everyone's been going on about iPhone 7, is it?
Oh yeah, posh.
Ah, yeah. It's
you should get a free iPhone for mentioning them.
It's all pretty hard work. I don't know how. Sometimes I just don't know how I do it. All this technical stuff. But let's have a little listen if we can get this on. And
we can hear a pin drop.
Yeah, I think we will. Hopefully.
There you go. This is Voices, Mark Vito featuring me, Miller Hall.
sound.
Six boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. So that track was Voices, and because you only sent me that last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I'll usually would have put that on MP3 and plugged it in, but that was actually off my phone, so it was a bit fun. I'll add that to my playlist for the Sunday Lunch Show. Tell us a little bit about that track.
So we got, it all started from the other song, Oh My. Mm-hmm. Boy George tweeted me saying, I really love this.
Boy George?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's real famous and it's amazing. So he tweeted saying, I really love your track. I'm going to put it on my playlist. Like, he's made these mixes and stuff because he's obviously world touring DJ now. And so I was like track one or something on his mix that you download, Boy George's mix. And so we thought, right, let's go in. Like, we just got in touch with his people, basically, and then they sent us a song.
Like you do, his
to.
People, his your people. People, get together.
Well, he's got more people than I've got more people.
I mean, he's been doing lots of producing. He's come. He's bringing an album back out.
And he's on tour, yeah. Just set off on tour around the country, yeah.
He's finally decided to go back into what he does
back
best.
On it.
Because he was, as you say, DJing quite a bit. So that's going to be on the new album when it comes out, that track. And are the others along that type of beat?
We're kind of bridging it, because we've got the full-on pop, and mm-hmm. then we're going more to dubstepy, drum and bassy, and house. So it's kind of lots of different genres all in one. We're going out there we're taking a leap of faith that hopefully it will all gel together.
you've done quite a few gigs this year. I was talking about them off air. Some big ones. I've seen some big stage ones.
Yeah.
Any of them stand out? Have you got any favourites?
I love doing all the Pride festivals, they're amazing. Just because the atmosphere is just everyone is in up for having a big dance, and my music, so you want to dance to it. The worst thing is when you play my music to sit down crowds. It's like, I'm just going to play some drum and bass, you all just tap your knee.
Yeah, you don't, not the kind of thing you could be doing for like a.
It's a bit weird. It's like, all right, so here's the drop. Maybe. Clap your hands. Like, it's a bit weird. So yeah, it was the right crowds to play my tracks to, so it was really fun.
Wheel around the other side now.
Yeah.
So your collaborations at the moment, because obviously Rajiv comes in quite a bit. He was at the festival, sang on the big stage. Are you working? I know you've got quite a few on the websites. You've been working with loads of people. Name drop some for me.
Rajiv came around my house the other day. I'm working. Well, I'm doing some writing for Universal for artists, so that's quite cool.
That's fantastic.
And I'm doing loads of stuff with a guy called Phil, who wrote the Nina Cherry Buffalo Stand song.
Nina Cherry, yeah.
Money man, need my love. That one. So he's like. got a few hits to his name, so we're writing.
That's good.
For me / other people. I'm just in the studio like nearly every day, just grafting, just trying to write. I think you just got to keep writing more and more and more, because you never know.
Where can people find you over the coming months? I mean, I've pulled out a couple here, because one you've got to tell me about, because it's Snap Disco.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be. I'm doing some under 18 nights. They're cool. I love them.
That'll be good. They'll love that type of music anyway.
Yeah.
You got the Electro Set, Prince's Hall. So in Aldershot.
Yep. So that's on Friday.
Yes, coming up.
And then I've got my favourite one that I'm going to be playing is my hometown, Norwich, on the 31st, which is my birthday.
Live
from Norwich. We'll get Alan Partridge down.
Absolutely.
And coming on, I know Steve, actually.
That's epic, isn't it?
Yeah, Epic Electro Studios.
Set, Epic Norwich.
Epic Studios, TV Studios.
Magdalen Street.
And that's on my birthday, which is Halloween, and it's going to be really fun. Hometown gig, birthday, 31st of October.
I know last time we was here, and I always talk to people about reality shows, because a lot of people now get contacted for reality TV. They phone you up, they see your followers, they know how many people are following you, and they ask you to appear. Is it something you may have been approached at? Would you do it? Or are you at that stage now, you're more or less there, you just go it alone?
That's a tricky one to answer on there. Well, we have been approached loads and loads and loads of times.
I thought you might have.
But the quick answer is I don't think I would do that, no.
No.
Because I just want to go the kind of hard way, long, do all the gigs and kind of build it up slowly. It's more satisfying, I think. For me, it works for other people. Yeah, and I've seen. It's really exciting seeing.
Because you've already got followers. Let's just look here. Millibots.
Yeah.
Like robots, Millibots.
It's so cool sending. I've been sending signed cards. I'm jingling, sorry.
I know, because you've got so much.
Jingle all my jewellery. Jingle. I'm like, Father Christmas.
You always have all that.
So basically, the fans are growing, and you just got to keep pushing. But it is really exciting seeing people I've gigged with in the summer now on X Factor, and it's like, oh wow, good luck to them. So it's really cool. It's a wicked show.
Now, but obviously on radio, people can't see the style that you've got. But obviously, when they find you on the internet, they'll see that you've got a really colourful style. Certainly out there on the fashion as well. The image you've got, obviously the image you've got is who does all your photo shoots, because they're fantastic. The ones I remember is the ones with all the pink and the bunnies,
the Barbie dolls and
Barbie
stuff,
dolls,
yeah.
etc. And that's on a lot of the cards you send out to your Millibot fans. You're signing those things off. Is that do you get, obviously you've got professionals in doing that?
I've made friends with lots of very very talented people, which is cool. That was Jess Eaton, fashion designer, like she works for Kate Moss and stuff, who did that picture. She's amazing. And then I've just been working with an incredible new stylist called Jamelia, who's kind of come in and just gone, what about all these crazy clothes? And I'm up for anything, so I try them all on. And there's one with chicken wings, so it's like fuzzy arm wings. You have to see it to understand.
What they call it?
My wings right now. My arms are flying up and down.
It's they call them butterfly wings.
Yeah, butterfly, kind of furry arms. That's one of the jumpers I'm going to have we wearing on stage soon. But yeah, I'm just up for kind of always colourful clothes. I
another 25 years, I'll probably be there on those
I'll
arms.
Get one for you, Tony.
So we're jingling. I'm jingling here as well. Look,
bit annoying, maybe.
A bit of a remix.
Yeah.
Got a couple of tweets coming in. Hello to Brentman at Stretch Limos. They just said nothing. Just said hello.
Hello.
This is a couple of questions that people have asked me to ask you. First of all, which we kind of covered earlier on, what did you want to do when you was little?
Sing! And I used to love acting, but I realised I wasn't very good. I was Pinocchio in year two. I was pretty proud of that. And then it kind of went a bit, I don't know, I loved acting. And I've been doing recently? Cooking, which I did like making cakes as a kid. I like cooking.
You could have bought me in a cake, I can't believe it.
I know, I'll make one next time. Sorry. Get me in next week, I'll make you some biscuits.
The great thing about when you're little nowadays is you've got so much more access to be able to sing a track, because you can get karaoke now.
Yeah.
You've got the games that you can sing along to, which we didn't. I mean, in the last 10 years, but probably didn't really have. You had to just sing along to other professional backing tracks.
Or... Well, I had to sing along to cassette tapes. What I'd do is play one when I was like 7. I'd play one cassette with a backing track on it and then just sing over and record it onto the other tape, and that would be me writing a song. So I've been doing it for my whole life.
And that's how I used to do my guitar. I used to play the guitar and then play it back, sing over it, and used to make up kind of 8 tracks like
now
that.
Now you just need one of these gizmos, smartphones.
Just need a mobile phone.
Yeah.
Now you talk about guitar. You're learning guitar?
Well, I've been playing for years, but I've had an RSI, so it's like shooting pains in my thumb. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Excuses. But I was like, I'm going to play. I'm going to go public in January is my rough goal. I want to start.
Play live on stage?
With the guitar. So it's going to be scary because it's hard to do both things at once. I mean, everyone does it, but I find it hard.
Because when you was in last time, you played you had someone in
Marius, yeah, my guitarist. I still play with him. Saw him yesterday.
He was pretty cool. In fact, talking about that, let's put a track on, because in your headphones now you shall hear a track. See if you can guess what it is, because you can introduce it as you hear it.
Is it
live when the last time you was at the studio?
Oh god.
So here we go.
Blow by Miller Falls.
There you go.
Me.
If I was a cartoon figure, a man in a digger, a robber or a chief, I'd stop, check, listen, review my position. Now could I do it differently? Standing for the rich now, giving to the poor now, is that really me? Should I put my cape down, ditching the truck now, expose the real me? I be anything I want to be, cause that is what my mama told me. Rise it up, shake it up. No man up and now, no man up and now. You know, you can affect my flow. Gonna rise it up, shake it up.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, you was right. Blow.
Blow, blow, blow.
Live in the studio last time he was here. I thought it was a fantastic track.
Thank you.
And I completely forgot, because you have got the full production version, which I should have played, actually. But it was nice to hear you actually singing live, just with the guitar stripped back.
Well, I love playing acoustically. Yeah.
Do you do a lot of gigs like that?
I'm playing one on Tuesday in Camden. Yeah, with Marius, same guitarist. We've done about 50 shows since then, so we're even a bit more... We know how it goes, a bit more slicker.
Yeah, it's good when that can happen. Rajiv does the same, doesn't he? He's
had the same guitarist for a couple of years. Because it's like, then they can tell what you're going to do before you do it. Like, and it's like, whoa, you're just breaking it. Oh, yeah.
And if you decide to change it, I mean, like... Do you ever do that on a song? Just kind of... Sing it and then make a complete change, or you see something, you think, oh, I'll just sing.
Yeah, he looks at me like, oh my god, what are you doing?
You've forgotten the lyrics, so you just put another lyric in.
I've done that, like, oh my god, where you just like brain blank, and then you're like, oh god, what are we doing?
I'm just singing like a party round my Mars. Instead of the stars or my mum's or something.
Oh, I keep my parents. Party in my pants, and I'm like, it's not the lyrics, it's not funny. You can just take some mickey out of me.
That was fun. You want to give a shout out to someone?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Phil, the taxi man. Thanks for the lovely chat and thanks for the lift. I said I'd give a shout out, so hope you're listening.
Of course he will be. He'll be driving, taking some fares and...
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you could zoom back in time, what is the one piece of advice you'd give yourself, a 16-year-old self?
Woo! Be patient and stop... Yeah, I'm more patient now than... It's 10 years ago. It was 16, good. Yeah, so patience and...
You just give your age away as well. Anyone could do the math.
Well, I hope so. It's not a big hard math, is it?
just add 10 to that, yeah.
I'm 47. Yeah, patience, I think. And just kind of enjoy every bit of it. People are always aiming, in any sort of creative world, you're aiming for the end bit. But sometimes, like, it's like if you're like 60% to the end, that's the most fun bit. And you're kind of always forgetting, like, to just kind of take note of where you're at the moment and go, oh, this is fun. Like, this is a great day having a chat with you, instead of kind of going, well, what's next? You forget to kind of just check where you are. You're always just aiming for the ahead of you, but not... I think that's what I'd have given advice to, because I was like aiming for the stars but not actually sort of looking around going, this is fun what I'm doing now. Yeah.
There's someone on Twitter called Dave the Peas. Don't know who that is.
Sounds good, Dave.
Perhaps he sells peas, who knows.
Yeah,
but his question was, do you have any celebrity crushes and who would you snog?
If I could go out of a girl, I would go out with Mila Kunis, because I think she's
Super
babe.
She's married now, isn't she?
Well, I don't want to know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that, and I don't want to know.
I remember that for the film. Where was the film? She was on the desk. I can't remember the film.
Which
fantastic
one is
film.
It?
It was with... It's when he writes a musical. He's split up his girlfriend, and he goes there for a holiday, and the ex turns up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's the one.
That is a good film.
That's a classic film. I think that's when she looked her best there.
I liked her in Ted as well.
Oh, Ted.
But yeah, there's lots... I mean, there's so many. I love everybody, but her in particular. If I could change faces with her, I would. Because I've already got her name.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
But I think it would go in my body. I might have to just have the whole works done.
Yeah, just change... You could be... Just your brains swapped. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? I've got weird arms.
Have to dig around for quite a while to find that, I think. Have you ever lied about your age? Talking about age?
Yeah, of course I have. Everyone has.
Yeah, I do it every week on the show.
When I was 17, I lied. I just said I was 47. That was a lie, because I'm not 47.
What? Let's talk about quickly about getting hold of your music, because you've got Instagram, which is something I haven't got, but you've got loads of sites. You're quite easy to find, because that's obviously the names is easy enough. So you've got your website,
yep.
Which is...
So it's MILAFALLS, Miller Falls, like Mila Kunis, the one I love,
yep.
Falls like a waterfall, Miller Falls.
And so you can find, and that's got quite a few of your links to your, you can find you on Facebook.
Yep.
In fact, if you go to the site, they've got all the links there,
all the
Facebook.
Bobs, yeah.
And then you've got... On SoundCloud, you've got new tracks. Tell us about those.
Teasers, yeah.
Teasers.
We've got Starlight, which is going to be my first solo release teaser on there. So if you want to check out what's coming after Voices, and it's SoundCloud.
And what was your first track then? Obviously you had Party and the Stars, but in fact we'll play that in a minute. But your very first...
What did I put? I was playing Blow acoustically on YouTube. I think that's the first thing I put up for people to judge. And Radio as well is another song, pop song. So I had a couple songs that I didn't really release, but I was just playing, and that sort of got me started. And they were the ones I was gigging around London. So, yeah.
And tell us about Party in the Stars, because that's obviously the one with the video, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we filmed a video for that. That was like my first music video, but in terms of, it didn't go world release or anything, more just like on YouTube, iTunes, that kind of vibe.
Let's have a listen to it right now. Party in the Stars.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. Welcome back. Well, we're nearly done. A couple of rapid fire questions for you now.
I was redoing
some questions the other day. People, I asked people, I thought, you know, I'll just do some really strange ones.
Okay.
So, here we go. This is the first one. What has been the most embarrassing moment of your career or life so far?
When I was in Australia, nearly getting my name before I was travelling up the east coast of Australia on my gap year, as loads of people do, and I went scuba diving, but we went boom netting on the way back, where you hold on to the rope at the back of a boat going really fast, and you fly off basically, and there's another boat to catch you.
Yeah.
But as I flew off, my bikini broke top and bottom, and I was so tanned that my
naked person fly from the sky.
My bits literally glowed in the dark in the water. I scrabbled naked onto the boat, like feeling so embarrassed. Went back onto the main boat, and the other guy doing this little lesson with us was like, "Well, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?" And I was like, "Oh my god!" Those kids were screaming, going, "Ah!" at me flapping around in the water thinking,
what? That's one of those times when you definitely need the headscarf.
Yeah, where you just want to cover up. I was so embarrassed. So that was one of the moments where you're like, I just want to be swallowed up.
What was the first song you ever purchased?
E17 and Gabrielle, If You Ever.
Oh, good one.
Random.
If you was in the Celebrity Big Brother house, who would be your worst person to be in with? Your worst Big Brother housemate? Who would you not want in there? Who would annoy you?
I don't know.
Celebrity. Is there people you don't...
Simon Cowell would be pretty weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be pretty weird.
I'll pick him.
He would just annoy you, wouldn't he?
He would just be mean. Yeah. All the time.
He'd be judging you kind of thing.
He'd be like,
If you could go on a dinner date with anybody, past or present?
Ryan Clark, because I did a gig with him the other day, and he's amazing. I love him, and I had a little chat with him. Yeah, I'd go for a date with him.
That's the one from...
X Factor.
Yeah, he's been in there.
Has he?
Yeah.
He's cool. Because I don't have a TV, which makes me weird, I know, but I'd never seen him on TV, so I was backstage watching him, like,
he's
laughing.
He's part tall as well, wasn't he?
I was just laughing. No one else was laughing as much as me. I was like, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. They were like, yeah, we know.
If you go onto the show page blog, everyone, you'll find the old interview, and also we put the new interview with Myla up, and if you flick through, you'll find a picture of... Ryland,
cool.
And me, and we're standing in front of this banner here where it says Phoenix FM, and see the Phoenix FM is orange, yeah, if you look at Ryland and then look at the orange, there's not a lot of difference. he had so much makeup on, and his teeth are so white, they're whiter than white.
Yeah,
and it was just glowing. And then next to him we've got this kind of really short bald headed bloke. That'd be me.
I'll have a look when I get home.
Well, listen, it's great to have you back. Good luck with with all the stuff going on, your new album, your songs. What's the goal for, obviously you've got this year to play out, what's the goal for next year?
Well, we played all the Pride, I want to do all the big UK festivals and take it beyond the UK, so start touring around the world. As we're releasing around the world, let's go play it around the world.
Well,
so, yeah.
It's been a pleasure. I'm going to try and get to one of your gigs soon.
Do it.
See you live. And again, you can find all the information on Mila on the webpage. It's got all the links. You can also follow her on Twitter. It's just at Mila Falls, isn't it?
Yep.
And find out, check her out on Twitter, because you do tweet all your gigs as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you can follow her there. Okay, well, we're going to have a bit of Nelly Farrell and Nicki Minaj. There's a new track. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.